Good evening, everyone. This is our 7 p.m. EOC update on the flood event in Charles City and Floyd County area, Saturday evening, on the 22nd. Nothing has changed as far as the predicted crest update. That's still expected to crest at 22 and a half feet at 1 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. Sandbags are available at the Hy-Vee parking lot. If you need them, you can step down and pick them up. If you would like to try and have them delivered, please call the EOC number here. That number is 641-257-6172. They can relay the message to the Hy-Vee parking lot and hopefully get your request delivered. The sandbagging operations for tonight will stop at midnight. They will resume again at 6 a.m. in the morning. We will need volunteers for tomorrow for additional bagging. So if you're available and can come down and help out and have gloves, boots, the proper gear, a shovel would be helpful. If you are coming down to volunteer, make sure you sign in when you show up and sign out when you leave. As far as road closures go, we still only have Brackett Street closed. That could change as river levels rise, so be mindful of that. Probably the most notable one, Highway 18 Brandingham Bridge, based on our forecasting right now, will probably be closing sometime early this morning, somewhere in the 1 a.m. time frame, but that time could adjust based on flows. Mid-American Energy has been reaching out to customers as far as potential gas disconnections. If you are one of the residents that have been affected by this, you should have received an automatic message stating as such. As of right now, Mid-America is only planning on disconnecting gas if a customer calls to request it or they find that it's an issue. But otherwise, they are not planning to do that at this time. Maybe when things get closer to 22 and a half feet, that might be something they do. Same thing goes for electrical. Electrical is not expected to be impacted. Certainly not at this time, but maybe further as we get along. But the first thing that they would look to do would be the gas disconnections. If you have any damage to your property from the flood or issues that way, please call the EOC and relay that information as well. We are keeping track of that just in case there is an emergency declaration. The police department has been out notifying and making contacts with area residents that might be impacted by the flood, and they're going out again tonight to make some additional contacts to get those folks that they didn't get originally. Just want to say thank you to all the volunteers for all your efforts, all the safety personnel, everybody involved with this. It's making this job quite a bit easier when we have a lot of hands lending into it, and so it's been great to see the community come together to make this happen. So if you can come out and help, dive in, we need your help. Things are holding steady right now, nothing changing on the predictions. But that's the main things for now. Our next update will be at 8 o'clock a.m. tomorrow morning. That's when we'll be getting closer to the crest, the higher levels, and we'll have some more information for you at that time. Otherwise, stay safe and